Okay, we're beginning. We're on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. We're on the bottom story. Yesterday's daf was a number of stories related to Achrayus and when a Baal Chov is Toreif. If I try to be Mesalik to Baal Chov, if I try to give him a piece of land in lieu of 1,000 instead of 500, even though I only paid 500. Various cases that came up yesterday. As we started the parak. Again, I want to thank Menachem also for giving the daf on Friday, for giving me a breather, and Be'ez Hashem, we should continue to hear much Torah from both of us. Amir Rami Bar Chama. Three lines from the bottom on Tzadik Aleph from Abayis. Amir Rami Bar Chama. Reuven Shemachar Sadu L'Shimon Shalom Bachrayis. Reuven sold the field to Shimon Shalom Bachrayis, meaning it's yours, and no matter what happens, I am not responsible. I am not, it's plugged into the right thing over there. I'm not responsible if something happens. What is included in Achrayus? We'll have to, that's what we've been talking about. But we'll see more right now. So Reuven sells the Sada Shimon Shalom Achrayus. The Asa Shimon, Umachwal Reuven Bachrayus. And then Shimon sells it back to Reuven, but this time with Achrayus. Shimon takes responsibility if the field is taken from Reuven, even though Reuven didn't take responsibility if it was taken from Shimon. The Ritva points out it does not have to be that he befeirish gave it to Achrayus. It's just as we paskin stam, right? If something it's stam, if it's not recorded, it's Achrayus Toas Ofer. Pirish, the Ritva says Mechira Stam, Sheish Bachrayus, Achrayus Toas Ofer. So that's what a Reuven the first time must have stipulated. The first time when Reuven sold it, he must have stipulated that it's Shalom Bachrayus. Because Stama, we would have assumed there is a Achrayus. The second time the Ritva says it was just sold Stam, and therefore we can assume that it was sold Ba'achrayus. So Reuven sells it to Shimon Shalom Ba'achrayus, and then Shimon sells it back to Reuven Ba'achrayus. And then Va'asa Balchov to Reuven, V'katara Flemine, and then the Balchov of Reuven comes and takes it from Reuven. Takes it from Reuven, like he's supposed to, like he's going to his own Balchov. But now, says the Gemara, amazingly, Dinahu de'azel Shimon u'mafsile, says Rami Bar Chama, that now Reuven could go to Shimon and say, hey, pay me back. Pay me back. You know, what do you mean? You sold it to me, Ba'achrayus, and I, even though it's my own Balchov that came, and, you know, if I wouldn't have sold it, it would have come anyway. If it would have both sales hadn't happened, that if before everything, the Balchov could have come. But here, tough luck. You, Shimon, sold it to me, and you sold it to me, Ba'achrayus, and therefore, the Balchov could come, and I could get my money back from you. The Ritva notes here, what's the Havamina? We're about to reject this, that obviously, actually, let's read it, and then we'll talk about the Havamina. Rava says, Sarim Bar Chama, how could you say that? Again, Reuven sold it to Shimon sold it back to Reuven, and now Reuven's own creditor takes it. And now the Rami Bar Chama suggests that Shimon has to pay to Reuven. So how could you suggest that? Nehi da Achrayas da Alma Kabel Alei. Find the Achrayas of everyone else in the world, Shimon took upon himself. Meaning, if Shimon's Balchov or somebody else, that if he would have taken it from Reuven, he accepted it upon himself. Achrayas de nafshe mikabal alei. But his own Achrayas mikabal alei, did he accept to pay for Reuven's own responsibility? If Reuven's own creditor came, so Shimon never accepted that. He accepted everybody else, not Reuven's own creditor. Another girsa that we have here, the Rambam and the Rif, have an opposite girsa, basically says the same thing. Their girsa is, Nehi de Achrayas de Alma, lo kabil alei. Achrayas de Nafshe, mi lo kabil alei. Meaning the focus is on Reuven. When Reuven sold it to Shimon, fine, he didn't accept anyone else's Achrayas. But of course he accepted his own Achrayas. How can you say so? Just a question of the Gersa, do you focus on Shimon or do you focus on Reuven? I'll read you the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam just formulates it from the standpoint of Reuven. The Rambam writes, in Ilchus Bechira, Reuven Shemachar Sadu L'Shimon Shalom Achrayas. Because of Allah, Shimon ba'achrayis, uba ba'chov sharuvei lichov hebenu, einu yachol lachzor al Shimon. He cannot go to Shimon, as Rava paskins. Why? Sha'af api, shelo kibel alav achrayis l'shimon, even though he did not accept achrayis, but he sold it to Shimon, achrayis atzmo kibel, shelo yehu hamocher, v'hu hamotzi la'atzmo. So it's just the opposite girsa, but it's basically saying the same thing. Focus is either on, you know, obviously Shimon did not accept his own achrayis, or obviously Reuven did accept his. But either way, that's the Gemara. Says the Ritva, what's the Havamina? What was the Rabbi Rachamas Havamina to think that in this case, Shimon would have to pay Reuven? Of course not. It's Reuven's own fault. So says the Ritva, the Rabbi Rachamas Savar, the Kivon Shalohaya le Reuven Hamocher Rishon, Nechasim Acherim Ligvos Mehem. Obviously, Reuven has no other Nechasim. If the Baal Chov is coming, this is it. So Nimsa, right, or else Shimon would be able to say, I left you Makom to collect from. So it must be this is the last possession that Reuven has. So because he sold his last possession, Nimsa, Rami Barchama thinks, Shekeshemachar karkazu l'shimon shaloba achrayis, nichnas hu tachas Reuven. V'haya hachov mutal al karkazu, oyisal kedeshima b'mos. Because he took his last property, Rami Barchama thinks he's nichnas tachas this person. Because the other guy has nothing left. There's nothing left, so he's the stand-in. He's now coming in his shoes. Hilkach, therefore, just like Kishem Shem Chazar Shimon Umachalach, let's say Shimon sold it to somebody else, he'll have to pay him back. So that, let's say Shimon sold it to Levi, and then Reuven's Baal Chov goes and collects it. So Shimon would have to pay Levi. So in that case, so Kakasha Chazar Machal Reuven, Zeshak Far Nifta Reuven, Reuven's out of the picture. That's the Havamita. Reuven is out of the picture. Shimon has taken over. V'yasa Rava, and Rava says, come on. Rava said, you're right, if he never gets it in the chasim, so then Reuven's out of the picture. But Mikol Bakob, sof, hachov butla Reuven, ibkana the chasim. If he ever gets the chasim, so that he would have to pay. Zu, derech Rashi. Says the Ritva, that was the Havamina of Rami Barchama.
Why do you need the first line? Reuven, why is it just not work? Shimon sells the
Why do you need the first line? Because the point is that it started out with Reuven. That's the Chiddush. If Reuven sold it with Achrayas, right, so then it wouldn't be a question.
But even if Shimon sells the land to Reuven, and then Reuven's own Baal Chov comes and takes
but
it.
But if Shimon sells his own land to Reuven, no, but Shimon's Baal Chov would have to go to Shimon first.
Right, but this is the case of where it was Reuven's Baal Chov.
It was Reuven's Baal Chov, correct.
If Shimon sells the land to Reuven, and Reuven's Baal Chov comes and collects it.
I'm saying, but then an earlier Baal Chov, you have to go to Reuven's other properties.
This is the only property he has now.
So he would collect it from Reuven, and then Reuven would be able to go to Shimon. That's not a Shiloh.
That's Reuven's Baal Chov, though. He still takes a... Why doesn't Rava's answer still apply there? It's Reuven's...
You're saying, why would it... If Reuven's is leaving out the first step, if Shimon sells to Reuven Ba'achrayas...
Right. And then
Reuven's own Baal Chov comes and collects it. I have to think about it. You know, what... why wouldn't that be... I mean, maybe it's even a bigger Chiddush. That if you started out with Reuven's, and still he said maybe you could come and that was the Chiddush of Rabbi Rachama, maybe in a Chinam. Amalei, so that was Machlokas Rabbi Rachama and Rava. So now we add on Umode Rava, and Rava adds on that not only in this last case could Shimon does Shimon not have to pay, but what about the following case? Umode Rava BeRuven SheYarash Sadem Yaakov. Let's say Reuven did not have a field originally, and then he sold it to Shimon Shlobach Rayis. But let's say Reuven gets a Yerusha. Reuven yarshes a field from Yaakov, his father, Umachra l'Shimon, and he sells it to Shimon Shlobach Rayis. Most Rishonim say it's not his brother, even though we're in the Shvatim Parshias. But most say, Rashi seems to say that this Shimon is not Reuven's brother. So again, Reuven yarshes a field from his father and then sells it to Shimon. Shaloba Achrayas, without responsibility, and then Va'asa Shimon Umachra Reuven Achrayas, same case, Shimon then sells it back to Reuven with responsibility with Achrayas, and then who comes? Va'asa Baal Chov de Yaakov. And then Yaakov's Baal Chov. So how is this different? That the first case is not Reuven's Baal Chov, it's the Yaakov's Baal Chov comes, Vikatarif Leminei, and takes it now from Reuven. Right, it's Yaakov Baal Chov. Remember, Yaakov originally sold to Reuven, and now Yaakov Baal Chov comes and takes it from Reuven. So in that case, Reuven can go and collect. Dina hu da'azel Shimon umafsi le mine. So then Shimon has to pay back Reuven. Why? In the first case, Reuven would say, the Gemara said that Shimon could say to him, tough luck, you accepted your achrayis, or Shimon could say, I didn't accept your achrayis, but here he can't say that. If it's Yaakov's Baal Chov, why? My time up, Baal Chov de Yaakov, ke Baal Chov de Almadami. The Baal Chov of Yaakov is like the Baal Chov of somebody else. So just like if Shimon had sold it to anybody else, and he went and collected, or sold it to Reuven, and somebody else's Baal Chov would come and collect, so that Shimon would have to pay. So too, even if it's the Baal Chov of Yaakov. Says the Ritva, you see from here, interesting point. Mikad Shamidat, Ritva is critical. Again, a general exubis, as we've seen. The Ritva, all the Rishon, probably the Ritva is the most critical in terms of just as the Likud. He quotes the other Rishonim as well, but he talks about every daf. The Agav Urcha Sham Inon says, you know what you learn from here? You sell a field to your friend with achrayus, so then chayiv afilu ba'achrayus da'alma to'osi machbate. Even if something else happens to the field that you have nothing to do with, that's called achrayus. You have a responsibility, even if something happens that has nothing to do with you. Still, you are responsible. Here, why? Because here, it's not Shimon's fault. The Balchov of Reuven came along. To Balchov to Yaakov, lo asa machmas Shimon. V'yafilo hachi chayv lefatzoso. L'fisha machar b'achrayis. If you sell b'achrayis, stam is b'achrayis, then you have a responsibility to take responsibility for all things, not just something that comes from you. That's what the Ritva here says. The Meiri here has two fascinating deos. What happens if it's stolen? What happens if it's stolen? Do we say if it's stolen from you, I have to pay because I took it b'achrayus? Forget the guy who has a chiv of hashavas aveda, but I sold it to you b'achrayus. So says the Meiri, v'ra'isi l'meidin. I've seen people on the bottom. It's quotes lo matzasi. Happens a lot in the Meiri. Quotes deus that nobody else has. V'ra'isi l'meidin mikan shekol shekibol b'achrayus chay b'achriuso afilu gazla mimenu ile mo'anas. Even if somebody took it. Stole it. Says the Meiri, veins that klum. I don't think so. Only if somebody takes it bedin are you chai b'achrai. If somebody takes it shalom bedin, so then of course not. So that's what the Meiri says. He quotes this daya. Avakzeles ilim or anas, shuhu ba shalom achmas taina, ein lolachzor ala mocher, vein safek. It's not a safek in this case that would be. But that's the 2 days of the Meiri. Again, the majority and the minority daya. Even if it's stolen, is that included? The Ritva says, achrai is even not because of him. What about if it's stolen? The Reb Kiva Eger even brings up, and even going one step further, where's this Reb Kiva Eger? Reb Kiva Eger says, let's say I, quote it to you, Reb Kiva Eger is topic, Ba'ofan she hisparer she Reuven Atzmo, I don't think it's mine, but she Reuven Atzmo gozla sasod. What happens if Reuven sells to Shimon? Somebody sells to Shimon Achrayis, and then it comes out that he himself was the Gazlon. Uba Nigzal v'nishu taraf bimenu. And the Nigzal come now, takes it from him. Ha'im ze nechshav Achrayis shemachmas atzmo. So what happens if he himself is the Gazlon? She'itachin she'in ze Achrayis b'achmas atzmo. So he discusses what happens if he himself becomes the Gazlon. But either way, the Meiri has the two... Was it mine? I don't think so. The Meiri has the two deos, whether if it was stolen or not, whether that would be included in Achrayis. There is an important line here in the Rashi. Rashi here says, okay, what's the halacha? That if the Balchov of Yaakov comes along and takes it from Reuven, then Shimon has to pay, because he can't say, hey, this is your fault, because this is the Balchov of his father, not of himself. And Rashi here says, the end of Dibur Maskil Kabal, v'lo amrinon de Reuven kare da'avuahu. We don't say in this case that Reuven literally is the lap of his father. Bra kare da'avuah. What does that mean? So just to emphasize the line, and then we'll explain it. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shita B'Kubetz, says, even though we learned yesterday, right? I think we met yesterday on Shabbos or Friday, that there is, I think it was yesterday, mitzvah lefroa chov avihen. There's a mitzvah for children to pay the loans of their father. So afa pisha malve she mitzvah leisamim lefroa chov avihen. Still, we don't say the children are in the shoes of the father. Yes, they have a mitzvah to pay their father's loans, but they're not in the shoes of the father. V'yishlo l'shimon l'salik b'alchov shel Yaakov. You don't say that. But we say, okay, they are paying the loans of the father, but we don't say that they are filling the shoes of the father. What is Rashi alluding to? So if you look, I think we mentioned this in passing in the past, but I'll mention it a little more than in passing. Rav Shechter writes in Simin Laman Aleph and Eretz Tzvi that there are really two ideas when it comes to Yerusha. Number one is the Dini Mamonis idea of Mitzad Nachlas Mishpacha. Right, that there's Yerusha, inheritance goes by the closest family member, and that goes b'toras karvi mishpachas ha'av. The Gemara says in Baba Basra in the 8th parak, mishpachas ha'av kriya mishpacha. Right, only paternal. Paternal is how you determine Yerusha. Mishpacha based on a pasuk. That's one halacha. Then there's a second halacha, which is stronger in a sense, and even more inclusive, but it's different. And that's the halacha bra kara davua, that the son literally takes the place of the father. Shaha Yoresh kam tachtav. The Yoresh goes in his stead. The Morish v'omed bimkomo. He stands in his place. That's more than Yerusha. Rav Shechter quotes at least four nafkamina, four places where we see this halacha of kam tachtav more than just the regular halacha of Yerusha. Number one, what about an Eved Ivri? The Gemara says an Eved Ivri does not pass through Yerusha. Eved Ivri does not pass through Yerusha. But an Eved Ivri is Oved Es HaBen. He serves the son. If an Eved Ivri serves the father, he serves the son. After Eno Nitfas, Lo B'Yerusha, says the Gemara in Kiddushin Lam Yud Zayin. You know why? Because, yes, Mitzad Yerusha, Eved Ivri is not passed through Yerusha. But regarding the halacha of the service of an Eved Ivri, there's a halacha of Kam Tachtav. And Brakar Davua, and therefore the Eved serves the son, not Betoras Yerusha. Because Eved Ivri doesn't pass through Yerusha, but Betoras Kam Tachtav. Number one. Number two, there's a halacha that a son does not yarshin his mother bekever. Bekever, lahanchil la'achiv min ha'av. Meaning, let's say a son dies first, and then the mother dies. And the son has yarshin, the son has other brothers that aren't the sons of this woman who died. So is there Yerusha bekever? So says the Gemara in Baba Basra, that a son does not yarshin his mother bekever to be morish to his brothers. So says Rav Shechter, Tzarech Iyun, Heich Ban Yorish Asimo, Bechlau, how does the son yarshin his mother? Red Yerusha passes paternally, as we said. Why does the son yarshin his mother anyway? So Elavadi Tzarech Lomar, the whole idea is, Tzahada HaBen Yorish Asimo, Havi Midera Sheni Shal Yerusha, Zbrok Kara Davua. He stands in the place of the person he's yarshinik. So he stands in the place of the mother, because Yerusha is only through paternal. So he stands in the place of the mother. So if he stands in the place of the mother, that's why he can't yarshin bekever to his brothers. Why? Because yarshin bekever to the brothers, that's what the Gemara calls mishmush. Mishmush nachla. Going from one to two to the other to the other. That's a din of Yerusha. There's no concept of mishmush. By kam tachta, the whole point is you're a stand-in for the morish. But your yorish can't be a stand-in for your morish. So that's the reason why a son wouldn't be able to yarshin his mother bekever to give it to his own brothers, because that's functioning as a halach of kam tachtav, of standing brakara davua, not a case of Yerusha. And a halach of mishmush, of passing from one to the other, would only be a din of Yerusha. That's second one. Number three, he quotes, three out of four. Yerushas haba'al. Again, he quotes, what's the idea of Yerusha ba'al? We had this in Perek HaKosev. A husband yarshin the mother, the wife. That's also not a paternal issue. So what is that? Yerusha is about, that's again, machwiyat machlokes, din daraisa, din darabanan. But how does that work? So again, the suggestion is, bal kachach tzarech lomar, the din Yerusha baal will be koach zeh. The baal is kam tachas ishto. V'yodim komo, pshita deini yersha bekever lachal yersha. Right? The baal is kam tachtov of the wife, and that's where there are nafkaminas between the husband's yarshining and others. And finally, the last one, there is a shita of Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav, in Baba Basra Kuf Yud Aleph. Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav says that a son and daughter yarshin a mother equally. Son and daughter yarshin a mother equally, even though regular Yerusha, let's say of a father, right, it's only the son. Daughters don't get, midaraisa. But, and there are ways, obviously, Bezman Hazeh, that we talk about how, right, a shtar chatzi zachar, ways that one can write in their will to make a t'nai, you know, the son, the daughter should get $20 million unless the son split it equally. So they make them a deal they can't refuse in various wills, how it works out Bezman Hazeh. But the shita v'schayv and akayzav in Baal Basra is, regarding the nechzei ha'aim, the son and the daughter get equally. And again, what do you mean? Daughters are excluded from Yerusha. So the answer is the dafka of parshas Nachlas Krovim. This chadish to bed kodem labas. I will be Yerusha. Asher Yisodah did brak haradavua. Says the Chacham Zechariah ben Akatzav says no. There's no chiluk that they both are kam tachtav of the mother. So again, Rav Shechter formulates this as a different strand of a type of Yerusha. But you could also say it's not Yerusha at all. It's a different creation that the Torah has. Again, is it Yerusha, regular, that you get it from this Amorish, there's a Yorish, or is it Kam Tachtav? Why do we talk about this here? Because Rashi Dafka says that here, it's not Kam Tachtav. It's not Bar Kar Davua, and that's why Shimon could tell Reuven, I'm sorry, but Shimon cannot tell Reuven that it's your own fault, but Reuven could go to Shimon and say, pay me, because my father's Baal Chov has nothing to do with me. Yeah. Exactly. We had in the fourth parak, we had Yesh Beggar Bekever, Ein Beggar Bekever. We spoke there Rabbi Chanan. We spoke there that maybe this only applies to a child.
Right, right?
So maybe this child, but here it is a child, but it's a Baal Chov. Baal Chov, we say it's not, but there we have to look back. I think it's right. It's in Rabbi Chanan in the beginning of the fourth parak. I think just looking back, we discussed it. Remember, it was on an Amid Beis, but then, yeah, we discussed this at the beginning of the fourth parak. When do you say this? this principle. Fourth parak, the end of the third parak. We'll have to look for it.
Who says that's not regular Yerusha?
Not regular Yerusha, correct. And that's why it's a rule breaker, right? So either way you can formulate it, it's a different kind of Yerusha, or it's not not a regular Yerusha. Okay, we'll find it on in the coming days. Okay, weiter. Next case. Ami Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says, Reuven shemachar sadeh l'Shimon b'achrayis. Reuven that sells a field to Shimon b'achrayis. Regular case. Reuven sells to Shimon b'achrayis. V'zakav alav milveh. But Shimon did not have enough money to pay for it right then. So Reuven made it into a loan. V'zakav alav milveh. You know what? You can make it into a loan. Why do you have to make it into a loan? Why can't you just say you owe it to me? Okay, you didn't pay me yet. Because then the deal wouldn't be complete yet. We want this deal to be complete. If you just said, okay, you didn't pay me yet, then the deal is not complete. We wanted the deal to be complete. So Reuven says, it's yours. It's fully Shimon's. And now Shimon owes money to Reuven. The Ritva also adds, what's the chiddush of this line? Some suggest about milveh. Some suggest because it's to teach me that usually, even though karka is not nicknamed a milveh, let's say you owe me $1,000. You owe me $1,000 from earlier. I give you a piece of land. And I owe you $1,000. I owe you $1,000, and I give you a piece of land. And I say, you know, that's in lieu. Now you want to buy that piece of land, you know, with the money that I owe you. I'm not gonna pay you. So that generally doesn't work. If it's a prior milveh, it doesn't work. So the Ritva says maybe that's the chiddush here. That if you actually arrange that the payment now will be a milveh, that does work. The avagav de inkar kanekne be milveh hasamu be milveh shayem ocher chayev lo keiach. The milveh lahutzah nitna, the inkan kesef liknos bo. An earlier milveh is not going to work as a kinyan. But aval milveh zu, shem ischayev lokeach achshav lemocher kipiron gamaru. But this is a real one. And he's koneh midi kesef. So the Ritva says that's a possibility what the chiddush is a milveh. Then he says, because ainu nachon, I don't like it because it's obvious. That can't be the chiddush here. So he goes into what Tosva says, which we'll talk about soon. But anyway, so what happened here? Reuven sells it to Shimon b'achrayis, and Shimon didn't have enough money, so he makes it into a loan. Umeis Reuven. And then Reuven dies. Again, Reuven sold it to Shimon, and then Reuven dies. Reuven is owed money. U'asa balchov de Reuven, v'katar v'lebi Shimon. Reuven's balchov now, and goes, and wants to get the land from Shimon. U'paisei bezuzei. And Shimon, instead of giving the land, he wants to keep the land. So he's befayas him with money. He convinces the Balchov of Reuven to take money instead of the land. So what's the halacha now? Dinahu, now he's going to go back to the Yarshim of Reuven and say, okay, I paid for you, so now, you know, you sold me the land b'achrayis, your father did. So if, you know, I had given him the land, I'd be able to go back to you. So I so what? I kept the land, so I happened to give him money. But now pay me back. So Dina, who know, to Amri, Le B'nai Reuven, the B'nai Reuven can say to him, sorry, thank you for doing us a favor, but Anan Metaltali Shavak Avun Gabach. You owed my father, our father, money. Meaning money. Metaltalin. And what's the halacha? Metaltali Diyasmi, the Balchov, the Mishtabdi. Right? Metaltalim of Yisrael, and I'm Meshubit. So you messed up. You shouldn't have given him money. Okay, land, that's Meshubit to a Balchov. But you wanted to keep the land and you gave him money, but Metaltalim of Yisrael are not Meshubits. Therefore, we don't have to pay you back. That is the story of Rami Bar Chama. Tosfos asks, this Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amid, why in this case did he have to sell to him Bachrayas? What is that? What's that chiddush? Makshinan on the bottom. Amay nakan Achrayas, the kol midi da'asa, lashmina, and the whole chiddush here is that they could say, you know, you messed up with getting metaltalin. So what difference is Achrayas or Shalom Bachrayas? What's the difference? Vashayach avila Shalom Bachrayas nami. What's the difference? So Rashi seems to say the difference is because let's say he's coming back to say, you know, now I used to find sold to me by Christ. So if he's coming back now, so the end of the last few skinny lines in Rashi on Amud Aleph. We don't have any land left. So that's the added chiddush. Just that if Shimon now comes also and says, your father sold to me by Christ, they could say, we don't have any karka from our father. Tosas though has a different chiddush. But Omer Rebbe, Zakfo alav milve dafka, di lo zakfo be milve, lo matzi amri b'nei Reuven l'shimon midi. Really, if the whole case wouldn't have happened how it happened, ba'achrayas, they made it into a milve, then the b'nei Reuven wouldn't have been able to taina this. Why? De chashvinan hanach ma'os, kilu hein munachin b'yado b'mashkon, tachas hasada im yitrefu ha'mimenu. Because if the case wouldn't be as it is, it would be as if it is a mashkon in the hands of Shimon, and he's paying for them. But really, it's not stam metaltalin that is not meshubit to the Balchov. Got to work on that Tosis, but that's what Tosis suggests. Yeah.
But I mean, Shimon never really paid for the land. He,
Right, Shimon never really paid for the land. That's what Tosfos kind of gets into a little bit. Shimon never paid for the land. It's on credit. Sorry? But the deal is full. The deal is, that's what we said before, the deal is complete. There's a separate loan that is owed now. It's not that Reuven said, you never paid me. That's why we had to say that. That's why it has to be this case. If you never paid him, you're right. This would be Reuven's land that still Shimon has.
Doesn't Shimon still owe the Yorshim money?
Money, separately. Shimon owes the Yorshim money just as a separate loan. Okay, continues the Gemara though. Amar Rava. Rava says, you know what? If Shimon had been smart in this case, he would have done the following. Im pikeach idach, if Shimon had been smart, again, what's the case? Reuven sells the land Bachrayis to Shimon, and Reuven dies. Now Reuven's creditor goes and is about to take the land from Shimon. So the Gemara said, if Shimon paid money, then he messed up. So if Shimon had been smart, you know what he could have done? Magvi lo nehalayo ara. He could have gone, if he wanted to get stuff back from the Yarshim, he could have given lands back to the Yarshim. Doesn't have to be the same land. Rashi quotes, it could be other land. He could have given back land to the Yarshim and then say, you know what? Give my land back. I get it back. Rav Nachman. To Omer Rav Nachman, based on the words of Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman said that Rav Ravua, Yisovim shegavu karka b'chovas avihen, b'alchov chozer v'gova osa mehen. If Yisovim that collected karka because of a loan, that because of something that was owed to their father, so then b'alchov chozer v'gova osa mehen, that another b'alchov could go and collect. See here too. Shimon owes money to Reuven, so he's going to give back land. So now he's going to take it back, because now it was taken from him, Bachrayis. Because then they would have land. What are the Yarshim Tainaim? They don't have any land. After you gave money. Sorry, we don't have any land. So he could solve both problems. He could give the money, and then he could give back land, and get the land back. And in that way, he would solve his problems, and the Yarshim wouldn't be able to Taina. Period. Amar Rabba. Next case. Rabba says, Reuven Shemachar. Again, this is all based on the Simmon from yesterday. Remember the Simmon we had at the top of Amid Beis. At the top of the second line, Amid Beis. So this is the we're getting towards the end here. This is Sadosav. Either way, if you want to memorize the Gemara, it's the third to last one. Sadosav. Amar Abba, Reuven Shemachar called Sadosav to Shimon. Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon. V'chazar Shimon u'machar Sada achas Levi. So Reuven sells all of his fields to Shimon, and then Shimon sells one of those fields to Levi. Rashi points out that it has to be that Reuven sold all of the fields to Shimon in one shtar, same day. One shtar, Rashi says, kol nuksadosa, fifth wide line, bishtar echad. Why? Because if it was two shtaros, then every time, right, we're going to see a Baal Chov is going to come, only the last properties that were sold are meshubit. Because whenever a Baal Chov buys something, if he left B'nei Chorin, if he left property that was not bought, so then you can always say to the potential Baal Chov, sorry, I left you a place to collect from. You can't come to me. You always go by the latest land that Reuven had that was meshubit to the Baal Chov. So it has to be here because he's going to have a choice. So it must be that he sold it all at once. So Reuven sells all of his fields to Shimon, and then Shimon sells one of those fields to Levi. V'yosa Baal Chov de Reuven, and then the Baal Chov of Reuven comes along. And he's looking around, and he sees Shimon has a bunch of fields, and he sees Levi has one field. So, says the Gemara, Ratzamizegove. He could collect either from Shimon or from Levi. Rashi says, he could even collect Idis, the best lands from Shimon. Why? Look at the Rashi Dimaskal Ratza. Hilkach Ratza Ligbos Bishimon Idis Goved. De Amarle, why? Usually Baal Chov doesn't collect Idis. Generally, if it's, there's a Takana, he can at least get Bainidis. But what's the Chiddush here? De Amarle Atola Kachta Kohasados. You bought all the fields from Reuven. You are Reuven. This probably is where the Ritva got earlier in the Shir, the Havamin of Rabbi Rachama. If he sells all his fields, and the first guy has nothing left, so he has taken his place. You are a stand-in for Reuven. So he can collect anything. So Ratzim Izekova, Rashi says, he can even collect Idis from Shimon, Ratzim Izekova, or he could collect Benonis from Levi. As we will see why. Continuing, below Amran Ella de Zavna, and but the Ritva, by the way, argues on Rashi. He thinks Beninus at most. Can't collect Idis from Shimon. You can look at the Ritva. He says Zetos. Got his Lashon. Shalok appears Rashi is a Shkaga Gadola. Shkaga Gadola. Does not like that you can even collect Idis. Says the Gemara, "V'lo Amran Elo Tezavna Beinonis." When do we say that he could collect from Levi? Only if Levi bought Beinonis, middle type level property. Avozavna Idis Viziburis. But if Levi only bought the best properties or the worst properties, right? There are three types of properties in Halacha. Idis Beinonis and Ziburis. If they only bought those properties. Matzi Amarle Levi could turn around and tell the Balchov, Lahaki Tarki Vizivini Arid Lachazi Lachab. I went out of my way to buy land that is not usually earmarked for the Balchov. Usually the Balchov collects Beinonis. So I dafka bought Idis and Ziburis, so you wouldn't bother me. So that's why you can't collect from me. Ubeinonis Nami Lo Amran, and also the Beinonis that he could collect from Levi, if Levi bought Beinonis, is only if. That's only if he didn't leave other Beinonis in the hands of Shimon. But if he did, again, Levi could say, sorry, you collect from Shimon, because I left you place to collect from. That is closer to the source of your real Balchov. So Levi can only be collected from if he bought Beinonis, and if he did not leave any other Beinonis left. The Ritva has a Ha'ara. What does it say here? Can only collect Beinonis. Because in the first case, because he says, if I bought Ziburis and Idis, no, it's I bought it, you know, I left you place. Why can a Balchov collect even Beinonis? Why can't we force him to collect Ziburis? It's a Takana Durabanan. Because if he could only collect Ziburis, you know, people wouldn't lend money. Similar to the other, but it wouldn't sell people things. So says the Ritva. If the Balchov wants to collect Ziburis from Levi, why can't he? What does the Gemara say? If he bought Ziburis and Idis, he can say, no, I left you place to collect from Beinonis. What if he Davka wants the Ziburis land? It happens to be next to his other fields. The Takan is for him. Takan is L'Tovaso. Says the Ritva. Tamiya Milsa. Da Ziburis mechsechazle midaraisa. What do you mean midaraisa? He can collect Ziburis. Ukashe tiknu lo chacham and Beinonis lo horiak kocho etzel Ziburis. They only gave the Baal Chov power to collect Beinonis to make it powerful. But why should he not be able to collect Ziburis? V'yesh lomar. Says the Ritva, Bekiddish, the Hanimili Eitzel Halova Atzmo. No. By the Lova himself, he can collect whatever he wants. And we say, Beinonis L'Tovaso. Aval Bekan, Shanachasim B'Alokeach Sheini. But here where it's somebody else, and that other person, you know, we have to cover his security. U'Beinonis Chaz Yitfei, Lefi Da'as Rov B'nei Ha'olam. Most people were on Beinonis. If he took abide, but all the nechassim like Shimon did, then fine. Shimon's a standard for Reuben. But by Levi, he didn't, so we have to secure Levi. What if he's a buyer? So we have to, this is part of societal security. So therefore, even though Meid Darais, he should be able to collect Ziburis. Chacham Oker Davar Ben HaTorah here. They're Oker the right of the Baal Chov Meid Darais from collecting Ziburis. Important Ritva. To remember, yeah. Right, Levi said, I protected myself. I didn't want to. So you might say, but tough luck. You thought I'm going to act normally. Okay. Next story. Again, second to last story. This is where it says Bidvarim. Bidvarim, that one. Amar Abaya. Amazing. Right? 15 minutes. Amar Beis. You thought I wouldn't make it. As Hashem, or I would make it too early. Amar Abaya. There's still a lot to talk about. Don't worry. I'm going to Amar Aleph today, as Hashem.
There's a reason there's a very huge tosis,
yeah. So that's true. Amar Abaya. Tiny daf. So fast. So easy. And Tosis didn't think so. Amar Abaya. Tosis didn't do daf yomi on this. Amar Abaya. Ruvain Shemachar Sadu L'Shimon Bachar. After daf, we should do Tosis yomi. Tosis on a daf yomi. We try. Ruvain Shemachar Sadu L'Shimon Bachar. Here we go. So Ruvain sold it to Shimon Bachar. Simple. The Asa Balchov to Ruvain Katar of Lemine. And all of a sudden, Ruvain Balchov. Reuben has no land left. So the Baal Chov is going to Shimon to take it from him. Reuben hears about it. And Dinuhu d'azal Reuben u'matzilei. Reuben could go and stop the Baal Chov on the street and start arguing with him and bring him to court. And v'lo matzi amr le'la b'al zvaram didiyat. The creditor can't say, I'm not going to you. I'm going to Shimon. Get out of my face. Even though he's not going to Reuben. Reuben has the right, says the Gemara, to say that to start arguing with him. And he can't say, Lava Adram Didi. Why? Mishum to Amar Le, Reuven can say, Demafkis Mine, Olai Hadar. If you take it from Shimon, he's going to come back to me, and I'm going to be responsible. So I don't want him to do that, so I'm going to cut you off, and I'm going to try to argue with you instead of your having to go to Reuven. The Igad Amri, or a different way, Afilu Shalom Ba'achrayis Nami. Even if it was not sold Ba'achrayis, even if Reuben sold the Shem Ba'achrayis. So what's Reuben arguing about? So the guy's never going to come back to him. To Amalei, because still Reuben could say, Lo Nichale de Tavile Le Shimon Taromes Alai. I don't want Shimon to have Taromes on me. I don't want him to think I'm a fraud. I'll sell him things, and I knew I'd have a creditor. So either way, the Gemara says, if Reuben sold something to Shimon, and now Shimon's going to lose that land, Reuben could quote unquote butt into something that's not his business and argue with the first the Baal Chov. Asks Tosfos, Lamai Nafka Mina. Lamai Nafka Mina. Whatever Reuben's saying, Shimon could say. What's the difference? Says Tosfos, the big Tosfos. Umakshim. The Oilam asks, My Nafka Mina, Sheyiton Imo Reuven, Velo Shimon. My Yarviach Shimon Vakach. Halo Koma Sheyiton Reuven, Yiton Shimon. What's the difference? Whatever one says, the other one says. So Tosfos says, I don't understand what the, why it is that the Gemara is making such a big deal about this. So it says Rashi. Rashi says, Dinahu, Tap Rashi, Im Yeshlo Alav Shum Gilgul Dvarim Lach Shov Chov Keneged Chov. Let's say Reuven, the Baal Chov, owes Reuven some money. The Baal Chov himself owes Reuven some money. So maybe Reuven will go to him and say, you know what? Don't bother Shimon, but you don't have to pay me back. It's one thing Reuven might say. So again, Shimon might not be able to say that because Baal Chov doesn't owe Shimon money. Oh, and this is the controversial one, Rashi says, Ishtabali Dlo Pratich. Swear to me that Dlo Pratich, that you didn't pay me back. That I didn't pay you. You know, who says, as Rashi says, he can be mashbiya him. So this is a problem that all the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Look at the fifth wide line. V'lek ala meymar in Tosfos. Then afkamina linyin shvua de Reuven. De Reuven yodei and paralo and lav. V'yochal lover shabali dlo pratik. The Rishma kudrish. You can't say that. Why? De balav avi. Tzarech shvua. We had in the Mishnah a couple of bad ago. Abali parim in the chasim shubadim. You always have to take a shvua. You don't need somebody to be mashbiya you. So there are many different answers given. So in the Birei HaDaf here, quotes, there are 13 answers to this question. Like, oh, you have a seven line on my base. This is what to talk about. But again, Tosfos in Bava Metzia gives a couple of answers. Let's say, you know, Shimon would say, you know, he says that I have Edim and he couldn't bring the Edim. So Bezin says it must be you don't have Edim. So we wouldn't be able to allow him to bring Edim afterwards. And then Shimon finds Edim. So sometimes one person would be able to bring Edim, one person can't. Or let's say Pasha. Let's say he's a better talker. Reuven's a better talker than Shimon. He would be able to be convinced, you know, let's say forget the issue of antler lawyers that we discussed earlier. But Oven Sheruven Pikeyachu, Baldvar Yosemi Shimon, Lachin wrote Saliton Bimkomo. That case, let's say the Baal Chov wants to go to the Bezin HaGadol, and Shimon can't, and Reuven can. There are many different hechitimses where Reuven would be better to go than Shimon. But either way, you can look in Tosfos there in Bava Metzia, that discusses other answers, and this Tosfos as well brings up other reasons why. But either way, the halach is that Reuven could come and taina against Shimon. The Ritva just has the ha'ara, he's allowed to, he doesn't have to. It's mutter, right? If Shimon says to Reuven, hey, could you do this for me? I don't. So he doesn't have to. He just, mutter, he can if he wants to. Final story, Amar Abaye. Reuven shemachar sadeh l'Shimon shelo b'achrayis. So first we'll read the whole story, then we'll talk about piece by piece. Reuven sold a field to Shimon shelo b'achrayis. Right, without achrayis. So Shimon's not going to be able to go back to Reuven. B'yotzu olav asikin. And all of a sudden, rumors, Rashi says, Orin, things start being said about this field. That it's probably a good chance that it might be taken away from Shimon. Maybe there was a lien on it. Other Rishonim say maybe it was stolen. But he has a love of seeking. So Achelo Hefzik Ba. Before a chazaka was done, Yachol Lachzer Bo. Before a chazaka was done, then Shimon could give it back. What does chazaka mean? We'll see in a minute. But before the chazaka was done, then he could give it back. Misha Hechzik Ba. But once the chazaka was done, Eino Yachol Lachzer Bo. He can't return it, meaning the deal's a deal. And he'll have to try and tough luck. It's Eino Bachrayas, and he has to stuck with it. Mishum to Amar Leh, because Reuven could tell him, once the chazaka was done, Chaisa de Kitri Savas Akevilus, a bag of knots you thought and you held. Meaning you should have done your research before, and you didn't. It's tough luck. You bought the bag. The Rabbeinu Chananel in the Shidim Kubetzes, not here, but in Bava Kamma, where this appears, says like you buy a bag of something, and you don't know if a bottle of something. You don't know if it's water or oil or wine, and you didn't open it beforehand. And you open it after you bought it. Tough luck! You should have opened it before you bought it. Meaning you should have done your research beforehand. Ume emas machzik ba. What is Let's stop there for a minute. Period. So what does it mean? Achelo hechzik ba. So Rashi here says on top, imlo nasan maos. If he didn't give the money yet, the issue is giving the money or not giving the money. So all the Rishonim say, first of all, it doesn't fit into the lashon. Achelo hechzik ba. Doesn't sound like there's you're talking about money here. Sounds like some other type of chazaka. Tosis Baba Kama Daf Tes asks a few kashas on Rashi. You know, why is it that my knockat chazaka yosem mikesav ishtar? What does it say chazaka? Va'od says, why is it asking, saying here more than any other kinyanim? You know, this is a general law of kinyanim, that once you do the kinyan, you know, it's finished. You can't be chozerbo. I'm sorry, we'll get to chazaka in general. So Rabbeinu Tam here, so that's Rashi. Number one, Rashi says he didn't pay. That's what it means. Before Achelo Hechzikba or Hechzikba. Rabbeinu Tam here in the top Tosfos says, no, even if you gave the money, that's not called a chazaka. It's a place where they used to write shtaros on land. And that's the Chiddush, Yochel Lachzerbo, even after you gave the money, before you write the shtar. Why? Even though we have a general rule in Bava Metzia, there's a concept called Mishapara, that if you are Chozerbo, if you retract from a kinyan that you go into, after you pay, you're right, you can, but you're cursed if you do. Right, the Gemara says, Mishapar, the one who paid back the Daramabal, the Daraflag, will pay back from you. So here, that's the Chiddush, that there's no Mishapara yet. Because if you're going back, not because of a monetary issue, because of the Asikin, you're going back because of these rumors. So that's the Chiddush of this Gemara, that Yochel Achzibah, there would not be a Mishapara. And finally, the third shot given, and that's in Tosfos Ume Emas, the Rivam says here, even if you did a full Kinyan, even if you did a full kinyan, still, as long as you're a sukin ba'oso inyan, you're still involved, still the assumption and the understanding is that you will be able to go back. Even though we mentioned earlier, I know you saw us about to ask, isn't a sukin ba'oso inyan only the shear by chalipin, and not by, you won't ask that, and not by by other kinyanim? But again, here, this sheet of the Rivam holds that maybe you can even have by other kinyanim a sukin ba'oso inyan. Either way, that's a machlokes, a specific machlokes, what the Gemara here is talking about in terms of hechzik or lo hechzik. But then the Gemara gets to a general statement. Ume'emes machzik ba. What is, from when is a kinyan chazaka take place? Again, there are all different types of kinyanim, as we'll talk about. There's something called the kinyan meshicha, when you pull the animal. Hagbah, you pick something up. Agav, you buy something that's on the piece of land that you're buying. You buy metaltalin. All different types of kinyan chatzir, something is in your rishus. So there's also something called the kinyan chazaka, your machzik in a property. So what is called machzik in a land? Michidayish amitzri. As you trample on the borders. As you trample on the borders. You have to trample inside the gvulim. When you trample around the borders, that is a kinyan. Right? That's the big discussion in the early Rishonim about Avram Avinu being machzik in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Gola, Arkola Rachba. That was a kinyan chazaka in Eretz Yisrael. Igad Amrei, we'll talk more about chazaka in a minute, but let's just finish. Igad Amrei, feel about Christ Nami. This whole thing would be true even if Reuven sold it to Shimon Bachrayas, meaning Reuven sold it to Shimon Bachrayas, and rumor started. The same rule would same rules would apply that once chazaka was done, he can't be chozerbo. Even though you might say, what do you mean? Why can't he be chozerbo? He's going to have to shut the bezin anyway. He's going to get his money back. You know why? The Amar Lei Achvi Tirfa Fashalim Lo. Because Reuven would say, no, it goes through. Because you're going to have to prove to me that I sold it to you Bachrayas. Right? Rashi quotes very interestingly. A lot of times, things don't work out in court as you think they would work out, even if you're supposed to get it. So Reuven would say, no, it's a Kenyan, and then now you'll have to come back and get it from me. Yeah. So let's just finish for a minute. There is a general point here. The Gemara here got into Kinyan Chazakas. There is a general, as we mentioned, every Kinyan works in its own fashion. Meshicha, Hagbah, Kesef, Shtar. Every Kinyan, the Gemara is at the beginning of Masechas Kedushin in the first parak. But there is a discussion about Kinyan Chazaka. It's a fascinating double machlokas. If you look in Tosfos in Baba Basra, on Daf Nun Beis, a double machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam holds that if you give over keys to a buyer of a house, that's enough to be a kinyan chazaka of the house. You give the keys over, the Rashbam says. A. But the Rashbam also says that closing the door, locking the door, just locking a door, is not a kinyan chazaka. That's the Rashbam. Getting the keys is a chazaka, but locking the door is not a chazaka. The Rashbam holds on both of those. And Tosfos there argues on both. Tosfos says, getting the keys, that's not a chazaka. That's not a kinyan chazaka. While locking the door, sure, that is a chazaka. So what's the nekudas machlokas about? What's this? What's the machlokas? And if he does it, l'shem kinyan. From the inside, you put a barrier. You put a barrier. The remote, yeah. You press the button. What do you mean? So many achronim, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger, and following him is the other achronim also, suggests, what's the machlokas? What's the nature of a kinya chazaka? Is a kinya chazaka about doing a maisa beguf hadavar? You have to be machzik in the thing. The focus is on the act. Or, as many put it, it's a hora'as bailus. What you have to do is something that reflects ownership. Something that owners do. Horaz bailus. So the Rashbam, beautiful, Slashitasa. The Rashbam holds, you don't need something but guf hadavar. You just do stam and act, but guf hadavar doesn't work. The Rashbam holds, you lock the door, anybody can lock the door. I can lock your door. That's not a kinyan chazaka. If the owner gives me the keys, that's now, I'm holding the keys, that's a horaz bailus. Owners hold the keys. So that's the Rashbam, Mashenki, Tosas, all the opposite in both cases. No, Chazak is, you need a Maisa B'kuf HaDavar, like Hagbal, like Mashicha, and therefore, you have to do a Maisa, you have to lock the door, that works. Getting the keys, that's a Dabar Chitzoni. And the same is used to explain a Machlokas Ramam Ravid. Machlokas Ramam Ravid, what's the Machlokas? This is what Michael mentioned before. Ramam Ravid in the beginning of Ochs Bechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav. Let's say, you have a piece of land. Says the Rambam, you know what you could do? You could just put your fruit on the land. That's enough of a kinya chazaka. Hana, using the land to get some type of hana. Putting your fruit to dry on the land, that's enough of a kinya chazaka, says the Rambam. And the Ravid says, no way. You gotta put up a fence, you gotta do something. So again, that's the machloka. The Ravid seems to say, you need a chazaka, is a maisa beguf hadavar. You have to be machzik in the land. And the Rambam says, no, haras bailus. Any hanas davar in this property that I do, that could count as a kinya chazaka. So that's what's said here. Here it says, what's the chazaka? Dayish amitzri. So the Rambam extends that to maybe even shtichas peiris. Even shtichas peiris, and again, that's the lumdus of kinya chazaka. Is it a maisa beguf hadavar, like other kinyanim, or is it something unique? Hey, haraz bailus. Again, really, every kinyan that you talk about, you could say, this is a unique kinyan, different than everything else. So far, we've spoken about chalipin a few weeks ago, chazaka. But again, we'll get to others as we go. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.
Without a kinyan, that's just...